This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Firefighters in Boulder County are worried about wind in today's forecast and any lingering embers from the Marshall Fire. Todd Legler is with the Boulder County Office of Emergency Management.
Increasing winds will potentially make our job a little bit more difficult and potentially kick up some hot spots. So if we can, we want to get in there and take care of those hot spots.
Tomorrow's forecast has snow for Boulder County and Metro Denver. Household water in Superior and Louisville could be unsafe to use after last week's fires. Officials there are asking residents to boil tap water before using it. Alex Arenello is the Director of Public Works and Utilities for Superior. He says some homes are still without heat or power, and the town has shut off water to some houses completely.
We had near zero temperatures over the weekend. So for those areas that don't have gas and don't have heat, we've offered that we would shut off service so they don't have their pipes burst.
Contaminants could be getting into the water through fire-damaged pipes or water lines that lost pressure. Colorado lawmakers say they will take on predatory towing companies with legislation this year. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
At some apartments and mobile home parks, it's not unusual to wake up and find your car has been towed over a minor infraction and you could owe hundreds to get it back. Representative Edie Hooten.
Because they didn't park squarely on their driveway, their vehicle is towed and they can't afford to release it and their kids' car seats are in it.
Hooten wants to pass a vehicle owner's bill of rights that would put more teeth into towing regulations, forcing owners or managers of residential properties to write up contracts that govern towing company operations and to share those documents with residents. Hooten plans to introduce the measure in the upcoming legislative session with Representative Nikita Ricks. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado has a new database where individuals can search police officers' certifications, training records, and reasons for being terminated. That comes out of police accountability laws passed over the last 2 years. This is CPR News.